And time now for StoryCorps. Today, a story about reaching the end of life. It was recorded as part of StoryCorps' new Legacy Initiative, an effort to collect interviews with people who have life-threatening conditions. In 2010, David Plant was diagnosed with skin cancer, which has since metastasized in other parts of his body. David recently sat down with his stepson to talk about his death.
I'm David Plant. I'm almost 81 years old, and I'm about to speak to my son, Frank.
My name's Frank Lilly. Difference in names is because David is my stepfather, but I certainly consider him my father. So you first met me when I was about 9 or 10 years old, when you married my mother, and I'm just wondering what your impressions were of me at the time.
You were a good-looking, athletic guy, but you were in the unhappy situation of broken family.
I didn't have a lot of people to look up to at that time, or a lot of friends, really. And so you became one of those very rapidly, and that meant a lot to me. You know, I was thinking the other day how much I've looked up to you and used you as an example, and I realized that's what I'm doing right now again. I'm watching all of this, and I'm trying to learn. How are you handling all this?
Well, I think in a year from now, I won't be here. I'm not anxious about whether there's a heaven or whether there's music or clouds or whatever. I'm more anxious about the end-of-life journey. I want it to be quiet, contemplative, and calm. For me, dying, it's very enlightening and certainly rewarding. Look at the opportunity to talk, for example. It's just incredible. We would coast around having a drink before dinner, never get down to anything that was serious.
That's exactly right.
But I don't regard this as the terminal point of these conversations, because I'm confident we're going to talk again and again.
What would you like to see after you go? I mean, what is your legacy?
I would just like people to believe that humility, listening to the other person and trying to understand the other person, and forgiving are important.
You know, to be honest, I don't feel like I have to forgive you for anything. I'm really just very grateful, and I love you, and I thank you.
Thank you.
David Plant with his stepson Frank Lilly in New London, New Hampshire. They participated in StoryCorps' new Legacy Initiative. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress. Learn how StoryCorps works with hospice and palliative care organizations to collect interviews like this one at npr.org.